Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Larry Steinhaus Show.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to 10 o'clock again. I hate it when we do a 10 o'clock. Actually, I really like the 10 o'clock time, but I prefer the 1 to 3 because we have the 2 hours. Today, we only have 1 hour because there's games on PHT. I don't know. After listening to some of the shows on PHT, does anybody actually listen to the games on PHT, do you think?
I have no idea.
I'm actually wondering. If you guys at the audience want to call in after we tell you who we are and all this stuff, because, you know, it's 10 o'clock and you're not used to listening to us, call me and let me know. Call me and let me know if you actually listen to the games, because I want to know, if, you know, why they move us to 10 o'clock in the morning for some college football game, I think it was. Is it a college football game, Sean?
Sean?
What's on today? Basketball?
So we got Penn State basketball playing tonight.
Oh, it's basketball. Yeah, Penn State, you know, basketball. That just goes to show you how much of a sports fanatic I am. I don't even know the difference between football and basketball. All I know is you know,
football,
you get a home run or whatever,
weeks
and
ago,
you make some points,
basketball
right?
Season.
All right. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the Larry Steinhaus Show. We are broadcasting here live from the Investor Schooling headquarters in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and I'm here to make financial education fun and accessible to everyone, including you, actually, especially you, even Omri. On this show, we discover several ways of making more money. We concentrate on real estate investing, stock options trading, the stock market, and how to maximize your retirement funds. You can call us anytime during the show at 85. Oh, wait, that's your line.
No, you stole it. Take it.
No, I want you to do it.
Sure. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
And don't forget, call us and let us know if you actually listen to the basketball game.
You
today.
Should, yeah.
For us to lose an hour of our show for you to enjoy basketball. I want to make sure you really are enjoying it. Man.
You're a little bitter today, Larry.
I know.
You're a little bitter. Okay.
Hey, you know, what can I tell you?
Okay, I'm just saying, you're a little bitter. You're a little bitter today.
Oh, man, Debbie's already in, you know, we only got 55 minutes left.
All right, come on.
We normally had an hour and 55 minutes. Now we only have 55 minutes left.
All right,
don't forget, you can call about anything. You can call about finances, money, I don't care, politics. You can even call about the football game last week that you're not allowed to say the word Eagles on. Oh, wait, did I accidentally say Eagles? Oh,
we are not allowed to say the word Eagles? Why?
I have no idea, because it's a trademark.
Eagles is a trademark.
But I'm not talking about the Eagles football. I'm talking about Eagles that fly. So every time I mention Eagles today, it's the ones that fly, not the one, you know, that's why they say fly, Eagles fly, you know what I mean?
That's really? Ridiculous. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Anyway, we're also live on Facebook. You're not allowed to advertise the Super Bowl either. Did you know that?
No.
Those are trademark words. Isn't that wild?
Super Bowl and Eagles?
Yeah, sports teams are trademark words, for real.
We just ruined it because we said both of them.
Right, I know. So you ever notice that, like, when they advertise on TV, like the Doritos commercial, they say, don't forget to watch Doritos commercials on the big game. They don't say Super Bowl.
No, I never heard that.
The crazy things that people do. I mean, if you were the Super Bowl, right, if you were the NFL, wouldn't you want a lot of people using the words?
Yeah, you would think, yeah.
Like, what do you put, when you have a cut, what do you put on your head?
A Band-Aid,
right? And you know, Band-Aid is a registered trademark of Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, and a refrigerator, too. Used to be, yeah.
Refrigerator, you put on your Band-Aid.
No, I think they're all...
No, the brand, that it's also the name...
No, that's Frigidaire.
I know, but refrigerator also used to be like that.
I don't know if that's true. But,
no?
But anyway, so like, you know, you could get a one of those plastic strips with, what do you call it? Adhesive bandage, right?
Yeah.
Adhesive bandage. So any other brand is called an adhesive bandage, but Johnson & Johnson is called a Band-Aid. But Johnson & Johnson is smart enough to know to let everyone else call it Band-Aid. I know I'm kind of like off on a
completely,
really interesting,
completely off topic.
Topic, but it's just interesting to know. Anyway,
okay.
Said once Band-Aid again, we're also live. What did you say?
We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you're watching, if you actually, you know, found out that we're on 10 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock today, and you're watching, please let us know. I notice that nobody's on YouTube. Nobody's even saying hi. Anyway, I'm here with my awesome co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson, and Ami Morad, also known as The Immigrant. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm excited.
Normally in the show, I
just presented my passport, so I'm a bit tired. Now I'm overweight. I don't know. I need to see what I'm doing with all this energy.
See, nobody knows the joke because it's like, you know, hey, listen, if you're listening to the show for the first time, if you're listening to the show for the first time, if you're listening to the show for the first time, call in. I'm going to give you a free copy of my book only because I want to see how many people are listening to the show for the first time.
Yeah,
right?
So you would know exactly.
My book is called Money Hacks. Mm-hmm. It's actually a book. It's a book about money and how you really should use your money, not how, most registered reps tell you how to use your money. This is how you should use your money and make more money, how to buy houses with no money,
yes,
how to invest in the stock market properly. It's a book.
And I saw that it's on Audible now.
I know. I just got it on Audible. I can't believe it.
Who's reading it?
Yeah, who's reading it?
A guy named Robert Plank.
Okay.
They wanted me to read it, but I'm just too ADD to read my own book.
Oh, my God.
You should have read it.
I know, I should have. But I just was too ADD to do it.
So, you know what we should have done? We should let a child, a 10-year-old to read it.
No.
Because of the perspective of the fact that you need to learn something about money.
But this is very adult money. This isn't 10-year-old money.
I get it, but what they teach you when you're a 10-year-old? Everything wrong about money. Everything they tell you about money.
It's because you grow. It's not that they teach you at 10 years old. They go, hey, you're 10 years old. Let's teach you everything wrong about money.
No, I know.
It's as you're growing up, you're listening to your parents, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, who most of them are broke, and they're giving you money advice. And they're telling you to put money in a bank account, which is the worst place ever you can put your money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then as you start to grow, they tell you to put it in the second worst place you can put your money, which is?
Annuities.
Actually, I think it might be the number one worst place.
No, they're all worse.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you know what cognitive dissonance is?
No.
Debbie, explain it.
No, you explain it.
Okay, so cognitive dissonance is typically when somebody believes in something so badly.
Yeah,
right,
that's the dissonance.
That when you explain it to them that they're wrong, they continue to fight to be right.
Okay.
You could actually look at this and go, hey, all the liberals have cognitive dissonance, especially with Elon Musk going through, you know, with Doge and going through these departments and finding all this wasted money on things we should never spend. And they're like, no, he's not allowed to look at money. Why would we let him save us money? You know what I mean? That's cognitive dissonance. But you know why I brought this up?
Because
you mentioned my favorite investment, which is what? My favorite worst investment.
Mm-hmm. It's annuities.
Annuities, right? Worst place you could put your money. And it drives me crazy.
Wait. Let's make it clear. It's bad, but it's mainly bad for young people.
No.
If a person...
Let me be clear, because it's not that it's bad for young people. How it works is if you're going to annuitize it immediately, like if you put, I don't know...
$100,000.
$100,000 to an annuity.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you're never going to, never going to be broke, or you're going to be able to get a check every month,
correct,
for the rest of your life. That is a good product for that. That's it. That's the only use it should have.
That's how it started, no?
Well, that's the concept, right?
Yeah.
It's like we talked about this the other day. It's like a reverse mortgage, but we can maybe talk about that later. But an annuity, if you use an annuity properly, which is one thing, you drop a bunch of money into it. And then they give you a certain amount of money based on your life expectancy and a certain rate of return, which is a very small rate of return, by the way. But based on that, you could get a check for the rest of your life or for a certain period of time. That's what an annuity is for.
Mm-hmm.
So what some of these registered reps have figured out is, hey, if I have a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old or even a 60-year-old,
mm-hmm,
and he has $200,000 somewhere in a bank account or just inherited it or whatever, let's put them into an annuity and let the money sit there and grow. And then when he's ready, he could pull the money out and annuitize it.
They made it an investment plan.
Right. And here's the problem with that. It is literally the worst investment on the planet if you do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually finally brought back, I kept saying I was going to do it. I brought back an illustration. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to verbalize it because I obviously can't show it. But this is from a major annuity company, and I'd rather not say who it is because I don't think that's fair. It's at a major marketing company, and this is a real numbers. So I want to show you. This is an interesting thing. One of the new tricks that they do is, and it's based on $100,000, so it's a good number that we use.
Awesome.
And it's based on somebody who is age. I can't see the screen, which is funny.
Please tell me about 60.
So here we go. So age 46. So somebody who's 46 years old gives an annuity company $100,000, right? Now, these annuity companies have a new thing. It's called a bonus. And they automatically bonus you $10,000. So they say, hey, give us $100,000. We're going to bonus you $10,000.
So in a way, they are eating their own commission.
No. Hold on. Forget about commission for a second.
Okay.
I want to just do math, okay? So if you give somebody $100,000 and they bonus you $10,000.
I have 110.
You have 110, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. You ready? If you decide that you made a mistake and you don't want your money in an annuity anymore during the first year.
First year.
You know how much money you get back?
90.
How about $91,300? So wait. I gave them $100,000. They bonused me $10,000.
So where'd the other
two go? Exactly.
And I get $91,300.
So it's 16%, right? 17%. Sorry, 70%. So how you lose 70%?
Not 70%.
17.
91. Oh, no, you're not losing 17%.
11.
You're losing 1.1. 8%, 8.7%.
No, because you have 110.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But let's forget about it. I just want to say, you know, if you're bonusing a 10, how do you get that? So let's go through the years. Let's just go to the fifth year, okay? Fifth year. How much money did we put in?
100.
100,000. How much did we get bonused?
10.
10. Now, let's take out the bonus for a second. If you put your money anywhere, if you put 100 grand in anywhere for 5 years, I don't care what interest rate you want to get. What would you feel would be a comfortable return? Well, how much do you think that money should be?
Comfortably. $5,000 a year.
$5,000 a year. Okay, that's not bad, right? So what would that be? And let's not even compound.
5 years without.
Let's just say $5,000 a year.
$5,000 a year, right? Exactly. You're not taking the increase of the principal.
Right. I don't want to compound it. I'm just saying, let's do $5,000 a year, just to make it easy for everyone to understand this number, right? 120. No, exactly. I'm agreeing with you. I'm making sure that the audience understands what the number we're using. Right? You ready? 5 years. Oh my goodness. $101,436.
Wow.
So I'm curious.
$1,000 after 5 years.
Yeah.
How can it be that they can predict that?
Well, these are this is what they guarantee.
They guarantee it.
I didn't know that. If you put $100,000 in.
how they can guarantee it?
Well, this is because they have to guarantee. They guarantee it contractually. If you put $100,000 in, they guarantee you $101,436 after 5 years.
So, to any investment plan, I understand that legally they are not allowed to predict.
No. This is guaranteed. There's a difference between prediction and guaranteed. Guaranteed is these are the numbers that are guaranteed. No matter what, you will get these numbers.
Can it be more?
It can be more, but they don't say how it can be more.
Okay.
All right? These are surrender values. These are the actual surrender values. Now, depending on what kind of annuity you have, if you have a variable annuity, it could be less.
Did you transfer the phone number?
I thought I did. Why, is my phone going off?
I keep hearing your phone going off.
Okay. So I can't hear it because my... Because
you've got your hearing aids today?
It's actually on vibrate anyway. All right, let me just double check and make sure I transfer the phone number because I'm sure there are people very upset about this right now. And now I definitely transfer the phone number. Okay, so it's just people calling me. All right, so you ready? All right, so let's go. Now, 10 years and a normal investment. In 10 years, you should double your investment. So just so you know, around 7% interest. At around 7% interest, if you use the rule of 72, 7% interest, if you put $100,000 into a decent account, pretty safe investment, you know, maybe a bank is a you know safe as one, like one being the safest, 10 being the most risky. If you put yourself in a 2 or a 3 investment, after 10 years, you should have doubled your money, right? So how much do we say we put in? 100,000?
Yeah.
How much do we have after 10 years?
110.
200,000.
No, in this case.
Let's forget about the 110. Let's forget about the 10,000. Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you how much it is?
Yeah.
No, but how much would you... So 100,000 should be about 200,000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 10 years, ready?
I hope.
$117,583.
Wow.
This is the most horrible place to put your money ever.
So it's 1.7% a year if we don't...
Well, I wouldn't use that number, but yeah. But that's how bad this is. Now, let's go over 20 years.
And that weighs the $10,000 benefit.
Over 20 years, I should have doubled twice, or approximately doubled twice.
Hopefully.
I should have about $400,000 over 20 years. That's mm-hmm. what you should do in a normal investment. You want to know what the surrender value is here? $158,000.
After 20 years?
After 20 years. You put $100,000, and you a bonus $10,000, and your surrender value is $158,000.
Who will read that and will actually agree to those terms?
People who don't read. That's the problem. Because the financial advisor that sells this annuity doesn't say, hey, look how bad the numbers are. They say, listen, don't worry about it. You put your money in here.
No. Listen.
It's safe.
Go right now to a big bank. I actually just looked at it. Go right now to a big bank, and you will be able to get around 3.75 easily.
Right. You actually would do better in a bank than you would do in an annuity.
3.75.
Yeah, right.
Now, the money is available to you at any given moment.
Well, typically, if it's a CD, you have to lock it up for 6 months.
No. So they do something called flexible CD.
Okay.
You can take the money, and you take the percentage of the profit. Now, you can do what you just described, which is lock it for 12 months, for a year, and then you will get 4.25. 4.25 a right. year.
4.25%, right, exactly. Right.
Okay.
So this is why, you know, like people say to me all the time, why do you bash annuities? Why do you bash annuities? Why do you bash annuities? Because I can read.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Because I can read. And you gotta understand, you know why annuities are the number one product that registered reps sell?
Because they have the highest commission.
Correct. They have the highest commission. So when you go to talk to a registered rep who's supposed to be a fiduciary, what's the right way to say the fiduciary?
Fiduciary.
Fiduciary. The only person's interest he has in mind is
himself.
Yeah.
So right? Can I give you an example? For example, okay?
Sure.
In June of last year, okay, I had to... Never mind. I put 10 grand in a flexible CD, okay? That is open for any time. That was on the end of June of last year. We are not in a year, right?
Okay.
We are not in a year. We are at 8 months.
Not been, yeah, okay.
Correct, right?
Yeah.
I have 10,247. I made 247, okay, over the 10 grand.
Yeah.
This is better than what you just presented.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand that this policy grows inside. This is the cash value. This is the cash surrender value. And the cash surrender value is if you say, hey, I've decided I don't want my money in an annuity anymore, that's what they give you back. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Who can determine what you're going to need your money for 5 years from now?
No, I'm thinking about all the illegal things that we have in this country. How this is legal?
Because it's legal because you sign a contract that agrees to basically saying, hey, give us your money, we're going to keep it, and then we're going to give it back to you in pieces at a certain retirement age.
I can sign a contract that I'm selling my kids. I'm pretty sure this is legal. How this is legal? How this is acceptable? I'm pretty sure this shouldn't be legal.
It's not that it's not legal. It's just not smart. You can do this.
It's ridiculous.
But are you getting us all sick again?
If somebody leaves their money in here and they leave it in there forever, and then eventually they annuitize it, they're going to get a certain amount of money every year. So basically, a registered rep says, "Hey, here, you know, you have $500,000 to your name. Put it in an annuity."
Where is the 10 grand?
What 10 grand?
The 10 grand that they give you in the beginning. Where is it?
It's I don't know how it gets calculated in, but it gets calculated in.
That's ridiculous.
But here, like somebody says, hey, I have my last 500,000, and you're, I don't know, you're 55 years old. You have your last 500,000, or you're only 500,000. Maybe you cashed in an IRA, I mean, not an IRA, a 401k, and you put it into an IRA annuity, right? An annuity inside your IRA. And the registered rep says, hey, just put it in here. Who cares? This way you can eventually annuitize it and make money. They don't go over the numbers. You know what they do? They go over the numbers at, let's say you want to retire at 65. This is how much we will give you every month, guaranteed, if you give us this much money now. They don't tell you that if 5 years from now you say, hey, you know what? I changed my mind. I found a much better place to put my money.
Do you have this number? What? Do you have the number? How much they will give you if you will
leave?
You
know, I didn't have that in this okay. report.
I'm curious.
I'm going to have to find it. I don't have it in here. So I'm going to have to, that's part of a report I didn't do. But I will get it for you. But it's a good question.
Because you leave it there, you don't touch it. It's mm-hmm. only a pension plan. Let's call it a pension plan.
You call it a pension plan, yeah.
How much exactly I'm right. getting in?
Yeah, so you'll get a certain amount of money every month, which is exactly what an annuity's for.
Until?
The problem is, until you reach that number,
yeah.
your money should be put everywhere else. Not inside annuity. Anywhere else. But you could put in a mattress in your head.
So I have a question. How many years before your retirement you should start an annuity? I believe you should never start, but if you start an annuity...
The only time ever you should use an annuity is to annuitize it immediately. So this is a random number. It's not a calculated number. But let's say you put $100,000 into this annuity and you're going to collect, I don't know, $400 a month for the rest of your life. And that's the guaranteed number. So the second you put the 100,000 in, you start annuitizing, you start getting your monthly checks. That's the only time you should ever use it. Now, I got much better places to put money.
But the only
reason I'm bringing this up is because that's how an annuity was invented. That's what it was used for. Now you got these companies that are locking up your money, holding your money, making a lot of money on your money while you make peanuts on it, waiting for you to hit retirement, and then they annuitize it. And this is why I hate annuities. And this is why people always ask me, why do you hate annuities? Why do you hate annuities? Here's the proof.
So if you want to join our conversation, you can call us at 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. This is a very intense subject. I'm not sure why people are not calling.
So, you know, it's interesting, when I go over stuff like this, when I talk about it, you know, you have people who have annuities.
Yeah.
And they don't want to feel like, hey, my registered rep
he's my best friend.
He's my best friend, yeah. You know. Jim's been calling me for years. He's my best friend.
He sent me calendars, right?
He sends me birthday cards. He sends birthday cards to my kids. In fact, he even sold my kids annuities, too, and I recommended them. That's the cognitive dissonance. They don't want to say, hey, they possibly... made a mistake putting their money in an annuity.
It's the barbershop syndrome. You know the barbershop syndrome?
No.
So the minute you go and do a haircut at someone else, you're always afraid to walk in the street next to your original barbershop.
In other words, you're going to pass your barber.
You go on a different street and all that.
Sure.
So if it's a family member or something like that, you are locked in. You're in a problem because you will always feel bad.
Yeah.
But this is your money. You should never feel bad about that.
Exactly. This is your money, not someone else's money. This is your money. And you're exactly correct. You need to let people know that, hey, you want to take care of your money. All right. So I'm sorry. I was just looking at an old comment on Facebook, but it was funny a while back. It's not funny now. Okay. So now...
Okay. Sorry. So glad that you're here with us today.
It just made me laugh.
Omri's over here like looking at his bank, and you're over there looking at Facebook.
I wanted to check that. Okay. That's all.
He's looking at what?
He's looking at his banking information.
Oh. I wanted to see.
I thought you said something else.
No.
What are you thinking?
But you know, I'm deaf, so I have trouble hearing things. So sometimes I hear words that make me laugh because they're not the right word, but they make me laugh. But that's all I'm going
to
say.
If you want to keep us back on track, you can call at 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
There you go.
Awesome.
All right. So that's why all this time that I've been talking about annuities, I now have the numbers to show you. And it's funny, I've been wanting to do this for a while.
I didn't believe it so
and
bad.
I always forget. I always forget to bring it. But I finally brought it in, and those are the numbers.
I couldn't believe it so bad.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So, there's so many better places to put your money.
Even if I take the 10 grand aside, and I think about the 100 grand.
Now, you also need to understand, especially if you're listening for the first time, we don't sell products. We don't sell investments. We don't sell annuities. We don't sell anything.
We sell one thing.
The only thing we sell is education. That's mm-hmm. all we sell. So you come to investor schooling, and you learn about real estate investing. You learn about the stock market. You learn about annuities. And look, there are times where if you said, hey, I want an annuity, Larry, I don't care. I don't mind losing money. I don't care. You go buy it. I can't sell it to you. I don't make money off annuities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't sell it. You could buy anything, any stock market. I'm not a broker, so I don't make any commission selling you stocks. Any other products out there? ETFs.
ETF.
Funds.
Okay.
REITs, stuff like that. I don't sell any of that stuff. So I typically would say, hey, if this is an investment for you, and we go over it, as a student, we go over it, go through the investment, say, hey, if you have a guy, use your guy. If not, I got a couple of people I can recommend that are friends that I know and I trust. But that's it. I don't make any money off of them because I can't, legally I can't, because of their rules, not because of my rules. Ethically, I don't want to make any money off of them. So just understand, when I'm sitting here knocking annuities, it's not because I have another product to sell you. I don't. I have nothing else to sell you. I make
you
some
recommendations
of where to put your money, like investing in real estate, or investing in maybe even lending a real estate investor money. These are recommendations, but you don't have to do them either. I don't make any money off of that either. The only thing I do is I teach you things that you didn't know about money before. Now, we also said, hey, if you're a new listener and you never listened before, you get a free copy of my book Money Hacks. It talks about it. I don't get into annuities in the book though.
So go back to, you were saying that you got, your book.
Can I finish the contest?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's like, Debbie's just like dying to say something because everybody keeps interrupting her. And now she interrupted me.
Well, I was just saying that, now it's on audio, Audible.
I can't even finish my conversation about my book.
Tell us a little bit more about why you decided to not read it yourself, because I think you should have read it yourself.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me talk about the book first,
and then
we can get into that, okay?
All right.
And we can say, hey, there's a contest. And if you want to, you could call in right now. Just say you're a first-time listener, that you never heard a show like this before, because this show's great. If you never heard a show like this before, and I will send you a free copy of my book.
I will send you a free copy
of your
book.
Yeah, Debbie will send it for me. In fact, I'll tell you what, anybody who calls today, because we're at 10 o'clock and everybody doesn't even know we're on the air, anybody who calls today in the next half hour, because we only have a half hour left, in the next half hour, I will send them a free copy of the book. How's that? Is that a good thing?
Awesome.
Is that cool?
What is a contest? What's the contest? You said that there's a contest? Are we doing a contest?
I don't know. It's not really a contest
anymore. Larry just wants people to call in. That's what he's trying to say.
I just want people to call in.
No, she said contest. I didn't get what
she said. Yeah, so I said contest because I thought, it's kind of a contest where, people have to call in.
Good.
Right?
The
first caller calls and gets a book. The second caller calls and gets a book. The third caller calls and gets a book. The fourth caller, fifth caller, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th caller all get a book. So that's the contest.
You will all
have to be one of the first 12 callers.
Exactly.
What's the phone number, Omri?
That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
You are
call
so
us now.
Today, Omri.
What's going on with you today? What's going on with you today?
We're all in a different mood because it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
And we didn't need to bring our passport. 855-939-1137. Please call us.
Yeah, give us something to do. We want to talk to you.
I don't know.
We want to talk to our audience. We can talk about anything. You can talk about, if you got an annuity and you want to... hey, if you're a registered rep and you want to argue with me, go ahead. Call me if you want to do that, too.
Oh, please do that. Please do that. That's the best show of the day.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
And then what else? And
Let's go to a commercial break, and then Debbie has a story she wants to tell about
what she did last night. All right, Army's in charge. Go ahead, Army. Tell Sean to go to commercial break.
So we can go right now to a commercial break. See you very soon.
This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, in Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to investorschooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. Investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. You may know me from my book, Money Hacks. You may know me from my radio shows. And you may even know me from some of these commercials. But listen, I'm teaching stuff that people need to learn about money. In fact, my favorite topic is money. So go to investorschooling.com and you will learn things about money that you never even knew existed. We will teach you things about real estate, about the stock market, and about how to use your IRAs properly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling.
I'm going to do the same thing.
Is it okay if
you
I...
You should,
okay,
yeah.
If I, like, yeah. Bring us back into the show before you start interrupting me? All right, this is Larry Steinhaus. Welcome back to the Larry Steinhaus Show. That was Omri, of course, interrupting me again.
Of course.
And I'm here with Dr. Deb, and we're having a great time. We also got Sean on the phone board, so if you're calling in right now, you're going to get Sean. Make sure you tell Sean thank you very much for putting your call through, because Sean's like a great guy. I really like Sean. He's a cool dude. All right. Now.
How they can call?
Go ahead. How can I call?
That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Now, Tim, we saw that you called while we were on commercial break. And the line,
can I do this, please?
Yeah, the line for some reason was disconnected. Can you please call us again? We'll
welcome
be very happy.
Welcome to the Omri Show.
Yeah,
I mean, really?
Second, welcome to the
please
line.
Please call us again. We'll be happy to talk to you.
I'm supposed to be, you know, running this part of the show. You know, you're just supposed to be here and, you know, and just be funny and
I'm
have your funny accent.
I'm assisting you.
All right. Well, you know what? We have
William
on the line. What's going on, William?
Not much. I'm 75, and I'm listening to all these guys about fixed and indexed annuities, and your shows about don't do this ever. But they're also connected with long-term healthcare. You know, whatever they call it.
Oh, you have one of those annuity contracts that have the long-term healthcare built in?
I don't have it. I've been listening to guys selling these. You know what I mean? On the radio.
Wait, you've been listening to us selling annuities?
We don't sell any of that.
Sell annuities?
No. I've been listening to other people selling or, you know, saying you should buy fixed indexed annuities that also have extended care.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Can you explain about that? Because many people don't know.
So what this is, right?
These
annuities allow you to take more money out at a certain point. Like, in other words, if you have a health issue
with less penalties.
So I don't know the exact numbers, and you know it's funny because when I came across this, I'm like, well, again, this is still your money. It's not, there's no health insurance attached to it. It's still your money. They just let you take more money out at a certain point and give you a certain amount of money for that benefit. Don't be fooled by this. You know, my personal opinion, look, unfortunately, you know, you're 75, I'm 61, and I'm uninsurable, but the best thing to do is get long-term health care insurance and pay for that separately. Now, at 75 years old, you're not going to be able to get a long-term health care policy anymore.
That's right.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
but this is a good lesson for the people who are in their 40s. You know, buy the long-term health care insurance now. You're going to pay for it, and you're going to, you know, you may suffer paying for it for, you know, 30 years. But when you need it, it will be great. The other way to do it, too, of course, is, you know, if you have to go into a nursing home, you know, it's funny. I always tell people that I also teach asset protection. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not an accountant. I teach these things, and I say, okay, go to your attorney and go build this plan that I taught you about, you know, using your attorney and have him do it the right way. You know, I always make, and it's not even a joke. It's actually real, that I qualify for Medicaid in my current status, the way I've separated all my assets from myself. I qualify for Medicaid. I use trusts and I use LLCs to make sure that nobody could ever take anything of mine. So now, just to be clear, William, I can afford going into a nursing home with these assets, and I prefer not to go on Medicaid. But the point is, I qualify for Medicaid. So if I actually said, hey, you know what? I told my wife, if I'm a vegetable, do not pay for a nursing home for me. So put me in a nursing home and let Medicaid pay for me, because I don't really care if there's a spider web on my ceiling or not. It doesn't matter to me. I'm staring at it anyway. Matter of fact, the spider might be more entertaining than the white ceiling.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
So the additional health care is what they sell today to any age, which is basically additional coverage that is not based completely on your main health care. Because I've been offered those.
Long-term health, long-term nursing care or home care, nursing home care is a special kind of policy you can buy.
Independent completely?
Independent, right. Right.
Okay.
It's all through insurance companies. And what it does is if let's say you go into a nursing home, or if you need to have in-home care, it'll cover a certain amount per day. So it's one of those things where you gotta say, hey, I'm gonna bite the bullet now, and later on, it could be a big benefit. But obviously, if you die early or if you don't go into a nursing home, you wasted a lot of money. You know, life insurance, one day, if you have a life insurance policy, you hold it to the last day, it's going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term health care may not. Long-term health care, you may die before you need it. Mm-hmm. You may live, you know, you may never go into a nursing home. So long-term health care is just a choice.
Right.
Some people use it to protect their assets, because they don't want to pay, they want to go into an expensive nursing home, and they don't understand that you can protect your assets in other ways.
And it's based on your age, normally, the rate?
It's based on your age when you buy it. So, like, in other words, William at 75, he's going to pay a lot of money for it. So it may not be worth it for him to do it at this point. So anyway, do we answer your question, William?
Yeah, I just, there's a lot of guys out there now talking about, I think, fixed indexed annuities with an attachment, like you can use it for long-term health care, or just get back and collect the interest, you know, that sort of thing.
So the interesting
anyway,
thing is, go ahead.
It doesn't make sense to me, but I just thought, is there any well, they're predicting the stock market's going to crash and this guy's going to fall in and all that stuff, and you know, you don't want to.
Yeah, they were predicting that 30 years ago when I first started getting life insurance, so, you know.
I mean, just understand, you know, so at your age, at 75 years old, I don't know anything about your financial situation. I mean, I would have to sit down and, you know, we would, as a student, I would.
Yeah, I'm in good financial. I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm worth more dead than alive, but that's another story.
You work with who?
You're worth more dead than alive.
Oh, no one's worth more dead than alive,
yeah,
especially to your family. So don't ever say that again. All right.
Okay. All right? Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So just real quick. I mean, like, somebody at your age, let's say you had accumulated $1 million, and you're like, you know what? I just want to make sure that I never ever have to worry about, getting money again. So at that point, if you took $1 million, put it into an annuity, and literally the next month started getting paychecks out of that annuity, that would make the most sense for how to use an annuity. That's why, and what I'm bashing is, I'm bashing the point is, like, you know, somebody who's 40 years old, and this you know, registered rep, a fiduciary, says, hey, put your money into an annuity at 40 years old, And now we've stolen your money. If you ever decided that's not where you want your money, that's what I'm complaining about. That these guys are putting this money into, and they say, oh, you're going to get a fixed return, and you know, it's going to be so great, because at the end of the, when you're 65, they project the number that you're going to get. They don't talk about, hey, what happens 5 years from now if I say, hey, you know what, I found a better investment, or hey, you know, maybe I want to buy an investment property, or hey, maybe I want to buy a shore house. They don't project to them what happens if you change your mind. They say, give us your money, and we're going to keep your money, and if you decide you want to take your money out, you're going to be heavily, heavily penalized. And that's why I can't stand these annuities. By the way, William, we're going to send you a book.
Okay, great. Great.
Is that cool?
I've listened to you for a long time, and I've always meant to go out, but Thursday nights never worked because I worked late on Thursdays. And now
you still working at 75?
Yeah.
Why?
So I'm healthy. That's why.
Okay, you like good.
But good. You know, so anyway, I'm embarrassed to say that for the last 2 years I haven't worked Thursdays. I've always meant to go out to see you, but I couldn't before that, you know. And so anyway, you know, it's I've always meant to get out there, but I haven't done it.
You can still do it later.
Well, yeah, come this Thursday. Yeah. If you want to go to investor schooling right now, sign up Thursday. I'll actually hand you the book if you want. That way I don't have to mail it to you. I could save $5 in postage.
$5?
Well, yeah. I'd like to bring my wife with me. Is that good? Is that okay?
I'll give you $2.
No. I'm just saying, because if she hears it from me. Yeah, I've done this before. I go to courses, I come back to tell somebody about it, and they never buy into it. You know what I mean? I should take the person to the course with me so that they'll hear the same stuff and they'll believe you over me. You know, that's the problem, you know? So can I bring my wife also on a Thursday?
Of course. We'd love to see your wife. Okay. Anybody who's married to you, I want to know, because you seem like a really nice guy, so I'll bet she's really nice too.
She's gorgeous. Anyway, yeah, she's very nice too. The thing is, yeah, I have to talk to her about which Thursday I will be there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Before you hang up, Sean's going to take your address and your home address, and we're going to send it to you. All right. All right, Sean, okay. Grab his address.
Oh, you don't have to send it to me. We can pick it up at the course. Is that okay?
Yeah, you come in person.
You want to come? You just want to come? You don't want us to mail to you? You want to come in person? I like that commitment. I like that commitment.
You can. If it would be a benefit if I spoke before going to the course, mail it to me.
I am making a sticker right now, and I'm going to put it on a chair in the class with your name on it.
There you go. Like
how
it.
Is that?
Let's. I'll tell you what. Give your address to Sean. I'm going to send you the book.
Would there be any benefit to reading ahead of time so I'd be better orientated when I come to the course? Or no? That's all I'm asking.
There wouldn't be any benefit to it, but the sooner you read the book, the better off you are. I mean, if you're coming this Thursday, I could give you the book faster than...
It could be this Thursday, it could be next Thursday. I have four grandchildren, and my wife runs the poop here, so I have to see what Thursday she agrees to. I can come
all right, then do this. Leave your address. We'll send it to you anyway. And then when you come in, I'll sign it. How's that? Bring it with you.
That'll be very knowledgeable. All right, good.
All right, great. So hold on. Sean's going to take your address? All right, Armie, what do you think of that? Glenn, I'm sorry? Okay. So what do you think of that, Armie? What do you think of William and his situation?
I think that he mentioned that regarding his wife, but I think skeptical people sometimes, they hurt themselves.
When people, explain where you are, because, you know...
He explained, I don't know if you heard, he explained a situation that when it comes sometimes from a close person, from him, if he will go and tell his wife, go to investor schooling or do something that Larry is teaching, she won't listen to him. But if she will learn that from you, it will be different.
It happens a lot.
And it happens a lot, and I can tell you that it happened to me. It happened to me in the past because I was surrounded by people that didn't have the courage maybe or didn't want to make a change, didn't believe something can be better. That's how it is, and that's the way it needs to be.
When people
get out of this surrounding, when people get out and say, there must be better, there must be a way for me to be better and to do better, it's awesome. You know, I'll tell you a story.
So there's always, here's the thing. There's always somebody who knows something you don't know. And the greatest thing to do is to talk to people who know something you don't know. And what I don't mean think they know something you don't know, which is a big problem that we get confused, who actually know something you don't know. It's like, you know, I know a lot about money. And, you know, I basically made it a hobby, and then it turned into a business, and it turned into my life's work is understanding money. I just want to understand it. To me, I find it fascinating how what we're taught as children, as we talked about earlier, into our, you know, teenagehood, into our 20s and 30s, what we're taught is absolutely wrong. It's amazing. Everything they say is absolutely wrong.
We want to believe in what make us stay in the comfortable situation that we are right now. Even if it's not the best situation, it's comfortable. We used to it.
Okay.
And that's why we do it. I will tell you a story. In 2008, I took a friend to a meeting. Back then, I was still living in Israel. And I took a friend to a meeting about buying real estate in the United States. It was 2008.
And you were in Israel, right?
And I was okay. In Israel. And I went and we entered the office. Now, my friend back then, he is extremely skeptical. Everything, there must be a trick here. This is a pyramid. This is, he can't. He was the worst person to take there.
Cognitive dissonance. This is like the theme of the day.
Exactly. And I tell you we are.
You need to get over that word.
I like it.
I know, but you need to get over that word. It's like, it's kind of, I'm trying to think. There's that one movie. And the guy kept saying this one word over and over again, and he clearly didn't know what it meant. Now, I'm not saying you don't know what it means, but I'm just saying he kept using it just because, or it's kind of like when you see the word of the day and you use it in every sentence that you're like constantly using it, that, you know, it's just like, move on already from cognitive dissonance. You know, I think the reason is because you're... Cognitive dissonance is a really big word, and it's a little bit hard to say. And I think that some of our listeners don't really understand it. Now, I know that you explained it.
This is extremely disrespecting.
No, that's not what I said.
I think what she's saying is, you know,
our listeners are stupid.
I don't usually say big words.
You don't usually say big words, but, you know...
See?
What you're trying, you know...
That's so insulting.
It is insulting. I don't know what's going on with
you. It's hard, easy to figure out what the... So cognitive has something to do with your brain, right?
Okay.
And dissonance just means there's some kind of distance there. But when you put them together, you're saying, okay, well, he's saying this, but he really doesn't mean it, or he doesn't believe it, pretty much.
No, it's just the opposite. They believe it so much that they defend it. It's a perfect example is Elon Musk and Doge, where the Democrats are saying, how dare we let Elon Musk tell us that someone's stealing from us? It's bizarre. It's the perfect example of cognitive dissonance. But anyway, Armour, you were telling a story. So in 2008...
So we went to a meeting. It was in Herzliya, actually. And we enter an office, and you figure out that this office started yesterday. You still see the boxes. You still see all that.
Okay.
And what the guy that we had the meeting with basically did, that's how I translated it, he took his wedding album, and he took all the picture of his family... And of his wife.
Is it possible you can get to the point quicker? We only
have
10 minutes left.
It's all part of that. And he put pictures of real estate, mainly in Michigan and Cleveland, Ohio.
Sure.
And he said, if you want, this one is 10 grand, this one is 12 grand. This is how it was. And I understand now that this is how it was here after 2008.
Yeah.
The guy basically came here, went to the sales, he bought a bunch of properties, went to Israel and sold it to people. And we couldn't figure it out. My friend said, no, it's you don't see it. You can't buy a house across the sea. You can't do all that. I tell you, the people that back then went and bought the houses for 10 grand or 5 grand, they are the richest people right now.
Yeah, well, look at you when you bought all those houses in Norristown.
Two?
I mean, you bought houses in Norristown for 20,000, 30,000, 50,000.
Yeah.
And now they're worth 200,000, 300,000.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And this was just, what,
6 years ago. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is how real estate works.
If you're not lazy, you can make tons of money in real estate, always.
Yes.
Not in 2008, not 6 years ago, always. If you're
when is the best time to buy real estate?
Always.
Oh, right now. It's always the best time to buy
always
real estate.
Always
right now.
Correct.
And you'll do very well.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from that guy. So some of you guys know I was bidding on that 6 unit that it was in Philly.
Oh yeah,
that
tell me about
area.
That. Yeah.
So I.
So why don't you start from the beginning, because we have a whole new audience at 10 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea what we're talking about.
So I was looking. Somebody came to me with this property. It's actually two triplexes, but it's one big building. So it's 3 units on one side and 3 on the other side, and they're looking to unload it. So I went and I took a look at it. I was talking to the tenants. I found out that they're not a big fan of the landlord. It looks like the landlord either doesn't give them hot water, where they're supposed to pay for hot water.
Doesn't give them hot water.
Yeah, like if the hot water doesn't work, like they've been out of hot water for like a month, or then they were trying to heat and that kind of stuff. But so I was talking to the tenants, and I made an offer. They're at $780 or $790 or something. So I offered them $725, and nothing came of it. And then I reached back out to him. I reached back out to the real estate agent a couple days ago, and I'm like, hey, has this sold? And he said no. They had somebody who was interested in $780, but their financing fell through. And I'm like, hey, I'm still interested if you're willing to go to $725. So he went back to the sellers, and they said no. So I reached back out to him a couple days ago, and he said, any movement on this? He's like, no. I said, give me the rent roll again. And I looked at the rent roll, and I'm like, all right, I can offer you $750 for this, because it would be a nice like little addition to what I have, And I'd make money. It wouldn't make a ton of money on it, but at least I'd make some money. It would be positive cash flow on it. But so I reached out to him, and I said, all right, let's do $750. And he's like, oh, let me talk to the sellers. I think I could convince them, yada, yada, yada. And he just wrote me back this morning. He says they won't budge off the $780 number.
So then you say, so write back and say, this is an open offer. They can accept it anytime until I retract it.
Okay.
And then just don't even respond to him ever again until he says, okay, they're going to take it now.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's the only way to do it at this point. So it's funny because, I've done that before. The house I'm living in right now, we did that where Linda and I, we went to the house and we put an offer, and we put in this offer. They declined it, and I said, it's an open offer. Let me know. And sure enough, 2 months later, I get a phone call from the agent saying, hey, would you still offer that number? And I said, yep. And then we bought the house.
Okay. So what did you say to say?
Say, okay. I said, this is an open offer. You're going to do it. She's doing it right now. It's
cool. Yeah.
By the way, this is the time to take action is always now.
Now, yeah.
This is an open offer. When they decide to take it.
Or not.
Yeah. What did I say? How did I word it? I worded it so well before.
No. If they decide to take it or not.
I know, right?
It's like we're recorded.
Right.
If they decide to take it, I'm ready.
Yeah, something like that. And then, until I retract it, something like that.
So it's amazing to me.
It doesn't even matter. You don't have to say until I retract. Just say it's an open offer. Whenever they're ready, they're ready to accept it.
It's amazing to me how it used to be a very red sign, a red flag, that a person say, my landlord is selling the property.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And how common it became.
Yeah.
How common it became
since
COVID.
So what Army's talking about is when we had tenants who call us and like, how long have you been there? I've been here 7 years.
It's the same story.
Okay, well, why are you moving? Yeah. Well, because my landlord's selling the property. I'm like, wow. And it used to be that we didn't believe them.
It's a lie. It used to be a lie.
And now it's like so often that people are selling their properties. Yeah. Because why? Because property values have gone up so much that people really want to sell their investment property.
Correct, yeah. It's amazing to me.
So, interesting. I was going to talk about something. I forgot what it was. So it's been a really great week, or really great year so far for my stocks and my stock options. I'm up about $50,000 in one of my accounts. My stock option challenge, for you guys who don't know, I did something interesting. I teach stock options, and I teach something called covered calls. And I decided to do a challenge, and I wanted to see if I put $50,000 into one account, just one account, separate account, if I sold the calls every month, what I would get as an income off of this $50,000. So the first month, I got $4,675.
Mm-hmm.
This month, I will get about $4,000. I can't remember the exact number. The number's guaranteed. In other words, I just don't remember the exact number. But the number is guaranteed. In other words, on the 28th of the month or the last day of the month, I get this check. And there's still $50,000 on my account.
Which is different than the previous challenge because now you're taking the profit using it to buy more stocks.
And what he's talking about is I did a previous challenge. I wanted to prove that a certain way of selling covered calls could make you a lot of money, could make you a nice return, where I put $30,000 into an account and for 6 months. And you need to understand, too, I spent 5 minutes a week on the first challenge. I spent 5 minutes a week with this challenge, and I turned $30,000 into almost $42,000. And the second challenge, I spent 5 minutes a month, and I'm getting, and that's what the $50,000 has given me so far. Now, please understand that it's not risky. As a matter of fact, covered calls are extremely not risky. But just the $50,000 can go down in value. So it could go to 48, it could go to 46, it could go to 40 as I'm pulling money out. But just understand that the way I'm doing it, I believe that I'll be able to pull money out of this account for a really long time. It may not always be the same numbers. It may not always be $4,000, $5,000, but it will always be, there'll always be money that I can pull out of this account and live off of it with just starting with $50,000 for a really long time. If it's funny, you talk about annuities, right? And you talk about living off annuities. Now, I got to be honest. I mean, you know, I wouldn't, somebody who's really into safety and just wants a check every month, this is not a good idea. But this is someone who, hey, you know what? I'm okay with taking a little bit of risk. And when I say risk, it's not, maybe it's a 4 or 5 on the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. I'm going to take a little bit of risk on my money to get a higher return by using this system. Now, remember, I'm not a stockbroker. All I do is show you my cards. I show you exactly what I do, and you do exactly what I do. As a matter of fact, Debbie, you just started doing it too, right?
Yeah.
You actually took $50,000 and put it into an account.
Yep.
What's your first payout going to be?
$5,600.
$5,600. You got more than I did.
Yeah.
So her first payout's going to be $5,600. I know why you did, because yours was longer. Because
it was like a week longer.
Yeah, it was long. Right.
It was
right.
A week longer.
So she's getting $5,600 off her $50,000. I don't know what her account's going to be that day. Like when she pulls it out, when the $5,600 comes out. It might be more than $50,000, it might be slightly less than $50,000, or it might be $50,000. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that you pulled out $5,600 off your first withdrawal, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, please, there's more to it than this.
What happened if the stock market reached a point that basically you are selling all, people are buying all your stock? What profit you actually take out?
you have to be careful when you ask questions on the radio. And when I say that is, there's so much to that answer that I couldn't possibly answer it on the radio.
Okay.
So as a matter of fact,
because not everybody knows stock options.
In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be teaching this again, and I'm also going to be teaching how the account can actually go down and why the account could go down. So like, if I start with 50, why maybe in 6 months it's only 42?
Mm-hmm.
But I've taken 4,000 to 5,000 a month out every month. But I'm going to explain why, and that's the answer to your question, but I couldn't possibly do it now, especially with 1 minute left in the show. I couldn't possibly explain it now. But if you guys want to come, go to investorschooling.com, and I'm going to teach you this. And these are a lot of things we teach, and I'm telling you, these are ways that you can make money. Now remember, we only teach. We're an education company. That's all we are. We do not, we're not stockbrokers. We're not registered reps. In fact, because we're not stockbrokers and registered reps, I can tell you the truth. Instead of, you know, registered reps going, hey, if I tell him the truth, you know, I might lose my commission. I don't care. You pay for school, that's all you pay for. And if you use what we teach you, you use what we teach you. If you don't use what we teach you, we don't use what we teach you. That's on you. All right, anyway, unfortunately, our hour has come to
your piece of the good life.
If anybody wants to, we have a webinar coming up at 11:30. If you go to yourpieceofthegoodlife.com, that's yourpieceofthegoodlife.com, you could actually continue this, and you can ask us some questions on there, too. It's a live webinar. I want to thank all the listeners for listening today. I want to thank you all for listening at 10 o'clock instead of normal time. Of course, I want to thank Omri and Dr. Deb. I want to thank, most importantly, Sean Cirino for doing a great job of making sure that we stay on the air. We will see you Thursday night at investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.